Davies is back in Chicago. Stephen Michael Langton, who plays Davey.
That's right. I came here for college unified auditions when I was 17, but it was during the winter and I had the flu and it wasn't like the best time for me.
So now at least you get to enjoy the city in the summertime a little bit.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I get to have a shirt on with just short sleeves, which is really nice.
Kind of nice.
I don't have to have 10 scarves on.
And you're not sick, too.
Right.
That we know of, anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us a little bit about Newsies. I know a lot of people know from the Disney production, the Disney movie, but I hadn't seen the movie before I saw the play. I just absolutely loved it. I was describing it as uplifting and just heartwarming.
Absolutely. It's your classic underdog story. It's based on a true story of the newsboy strike of 1899 in New York City. It was a strike led by a young man named Kid Blink, named so because he had one eye. And, these behemoths of industry at the time, William Randolph Hearst and Joseph Pulitzer, they raised the price of papes on the kids without really consulting them because the kids really didn't have any power. They were mostly homeless or they were put up in these homes for boys. They were ragamuffins and sort of looked down on. And so the boys, they said that it wasn't fair. They're not going to take it. They band together to form their own little union, and they actually shut down the paper. They stopped like 70% of the circulation for the day. They took to the streets. They caused this huge ruckus. So it's based on that true life story, and it was turned into a Disney movie in the 90s. And then after that, it was like the most requested license for Disney theatrical, but they didn't have anything to license out. So they got these guys together to make a script and a score and to put choreography together. But they got like Alan Menken and Jack Feldman and Harvey Fierstein, Chris Catelli, all these amazing would-be Tony winners. And eventually they put out this show that, even though it was supposed to run off Broadway, got a Broadway transfer. It was only supposed to run for 100 shows,
right.
Got 1,000 shows. And now here we are in the second year of the national tour. It's just been that show that keeps chugging along with its own exuberant, youthful energy.
It is. It's like the little show that could. And I didn't know this when I found this out after I had seen it the first time when it was in Chicago the last time, that it was supposed to, you're right, just be 101 performances. Turned out to be one of the highest grossing musicals, more than a million, gross of over $100 million. So it really is a little musical that could. And what I find so cool about it, that's an awesome fact too, but there's so much history. I mean, we used to read the newspapers. Now everything is right at your fingertip. So it's kind of a history lesson. I mean, you go all the way back to 1899. This was how people got their news. This was a daily struggle for
multiple
these kids.
Editions a day.
Yeah.
I mean, you didn't just like buy a paper, sell it, and then go home. Like, you had a morning shift, afternoon shift, evening shift, and it was all a different paper. They were printing constantly.
Right.
Because it was the only way to get information. Nowadays, we have our 24-hour news cycle, and your phone pops up anytime something crazy happens. Or you can subscribe to any particular kind of news you want if you're only interested in certain things.
Sure.
But back then, it was so much more general, and if you wanted that information, you had to reach out to these guys to get it.
Is it kind of a history lesson, too, when people see it, who don't really realize, what you had to go through back then?
A lot of our...
More than a century ago.
A lot of our fans and our audience members and our fan base are really young kids.
Yeah.
I mean, we have all of our fansies, what we like to call fans of Newsies. All of our fansies are, their age anywhere from like 17 to younger. And for a lot of these kids, who knows if they even get a newspaper to their house anymore.
Right.
I mean, 2016, it's not like newspapers are an all-time high or anything. So I think, it's sort of illuminating to them about the struggles of children of the past.
Sure.
Because this was really like the first time that they started to make regulations toward child labor. I mean, this like really moved forward not only industries in New York City, but child labor as a whole throughout the country. It brought to light a lot of the hiring practices and the way these kids were kept and where they lived and it just like really turned these sorts of jobs on their heads.
It's also cool because I said it's set in a time that's more than a century ago, but a lot of the themes resonate to today. The little guy taking on the big guy. Mm-hmm. Smaller businesses trying to thrive in a society where box stores and big business are really where all the money is. So the themes kind of hold true to this day.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, at any given point in time, there's always someone who is the downtrodden. There's always someone out there who feels like they are being pressed upon by more powerful things out of their control. And so that's something that the show tries to show every night. I mean, there's always something we can be fighting for, trying to show. Like, for all the guys in the cast especially, I mean, in our country right now, there are a lot of people who feel like they are the butt of the joke, who are at the bottom rung. And that's something that's so easy to resonate with for audience members, because they are living in the world where we live in today. It's easy to resonate for us on the stage, and to make it honest and natural, because it is real life for a lot of people, not only today, but for centuries past. I mean, there's always someone to relate to in that sort of sense.
It's such a young cast, and it is a serious theme too. But again, the play is, the musical is so heartwarming and so heartfelt. You know, go see it. And young kids can come see this too. This isn't just, you know, an older
absolutely.
Thing.
I mean,
you won't get anything.
From kids from 2 to 92. I mean, it's something that adults will resonate with because of the themes of it and familiar sort of stories, as well as a history lesson. And then for younger kids and for anyone really, there's amazing spectacle. The choreography is fantastic. Chris Catelli won his Tony Award for best choreography.
And the set is so cool too. Oh, wow, yeah. You guys are you're literally climbing
our
up.
Our set
and
is three gigantic dancing moving towers that we run around on while we're dancing and while we're singing, and the whole thing is just so much to see. It's really the spectacle of it that sold it for so long. Even if you watch our little trailers, you see guys doing crazy acrobatic flips and amazing dance sequences, and our huge set, and just young, good-looking guys and just sweating and dancing their little butts off.
That's selling it right now. Let me tell you, Stephen, that's selling it.
That's exactly what sold it initially, I think, and people see it and realize that it's more than just dancing guys.
Yeah.
But on top of that, like, it also requires a cast of crazy athletes. These guys work out all the time. I mean, they're all like wunderkinds of dance. These guys are all 21 to 18. Some of them got the job even younger. Some of them got the job at 17, 16. But they just come from this pedigree, these trainings of all these crazy things that they can do. When they're just messing around,
sure.
They're doing like, hey guys, check this stupid thing out. And they do like two backflips. And
if
I tried that at all, I would severely hurt myself. But it's just so natural for a lot of them. And on stage, it really reads like they all have a great vocabulary with their body and with the choreography, which itself has a very in-depth vocabulary.
You have a great cast, and you're together in many of the scenes, most of the scenes too, with the dancing and, as you say, the choreography. Did that translate off stage too? Are you guys all close?
Oh, absolutely.
You guys hang out?
I mean, we have sort of like we have a few age groups.
Yeah.
And I'm sort of in the middle because I'm 25, which sounds old to them, but I guess that makes me old.
You're the veteran of the group.
Like I said, most of the younger guys are 18, 21. Then we have a lot of our swings and our understudies are a little older, somewhere from like 27 to 30.
Oh, goodness.
But among all that, I mean, it's mostly all men. We have four women who travel with us.
Uh-huh.
It's mostly all men, and you become a family when you do stuff like this. I mean, You have to travel with each other. You have to live with each other. You have to work with each other. It's never worth the fight. It's never worth the struggle.
Right.
And we all, you know, we butt heads here and there because
of course
we're
a bunch of
big creative personalities.
Of course.
But at the end of the day, I mean, like, anyone who's ever done Newsies has a Newsies family.
Yeah.
And anytime someone comes out to visit or we all go back to New York, the first thing we do is get right back together with all the Newsies. Like before we see our friends and stuff, I find myself at a bar with everyone that I was just at work with, even on our days off.
How fun, though. It makes it easier to, you know, to do your day job, basically.
Absolutely.
Or your night job.
Absolutely. I mean, the show, we're very camaraderous. That's not a word. Made that up. There's a lot of camaraderie
in
the
show.
I love
it, though. Has your family seen the performance?
Oh, yeah. My parents got to come to opening weekend, and then my entire immediate family was all in Denver.
Okay. But you're from Dallas, Texas originally.
Yeah, I am from Dallas. We close in Austin, Texas, which would be my first time playing in Texas.
Cool.
Very exciting for me, yeah.
Homecoming, kind of.
Yeah, a little bit.
Nice.
I got a lot of friends and family coming to that
one. A lot of people will be asking you for tickets, trust me, Stephen.
They have already started.
And so it begins. But what do you want people to take away from the musical when they come and see it? Whether they're 2 or 92.
I think what I want people to take away from it is that it's a true story. It's a real struggle. It's a real plight of real boys who went through this. Because you're going to leave tapping your toes, you're going to leave singing the songs, and that's great. That sticks with you, and those are, you know, that's the license. It just speaks to that. But at the end of the day, like, it's important for me to do something real.
Right.
and to try to make not make light of, but to bring to light the struggle that these guys really went through, because there was a very long period of time where a lot of people had to work extremely hard for nothing, mm-hmm. to keep their parents eating food, right? And my character has a little brother, I have two parents, neither of which can work, and so it's up to me as a 17-year-old boy to
support,
make ends
the family,
meet,
sure.
Right? And that happened to kids even younger than 17. I mean, it's 17, I think, for convenience sake, because a lot of these guys, in actuality, were much younger, and that's very important to me, that we all recognize every night that we're not just playing stock characters, that we're playing real boys who really have to sacrifice every day.
Well, it's an amazing show. You're an amazing actor, an amazing cast, and congratulations on all your success.
Thank you very much.
Even though you're ripe at, you know, the old age of 25 right now. It's Stephen Michael Langton who plays Davey, one of the stars of Disney's Newsies. Stephen, thank you and best of luck.
Thank you very much for having me.